Today we celebrate the name, the holy name of Jesus. It's a holy name, the name that was given to Mary and Joseph to name Jesus. And we are honoring the name of Jesus as a powerful name, as a means of grace, as a way of identifying the God-man. Jesus sort of denotes to us the two natures in Jesus, his divinity and his divine nature and his human nature, the name Jesus meaning Savior representing the divinity and the fact that we even give him a name, right, denotes his humanity, because you can't place a box around God in sort of giving a name to his divinity, which cannot be contained. So they did not want to mention the name of God in the Old Testament, but now we can, because he has taken on a human nature, and we have to revere the name of Jesus, show reverence to it, and take his name and use it in to our advantage in casting away anxieties, temptations, the demons, casting away the world and embracing God. This is a way of embracing God by calling on his name. There's a power to his name, a grace, and it draws us closer to the person. When we call upon the name of a person, we draw close to them. We become friends and become more intimate, more friendly, more close to the person. And so it's exactly why we need to use the name of Jesus, to draw closer to God, in a more intimate relationship with God, with Jesus, with the person of Jesus. And then there's a power to the name. There's a grace that comes to us. Every time we mention the name of Jesus with faith, we are saying a prayer, and we are obtaining grace, and it draws us closer to, especially the name of Jesus. When we talk to God, we can use many different forms of expression to refer to him, Lord and Savior or Redeemer or God himself, or any kind of familiar name. But the name of Jesus is the most powerful to speak to him, to talk to God, to have a relationship with God, with Jesus. So we call on his name, and then we are brought closer to him. It's the closest thing to the person of Jesus, next to the Eucharist, of course, which is Jesus himself. And so we are honoring his name, and we can dishonor the name of Jesus. We can take his name in vain and offend God against the second commandment, or we can honor him, and we can praise him, and we can promote devotion into the world of God himself by promoting his name. And we want to do that in the workplace, in our company, in the movies, and the cinemas, and everywhere. As we know, Hollywood shuns the name of Jesus, shuns the name. They'll say God, but they won't say the name of Jesus, because it's too powerful. It's too close to God. And Hollywood, of course, is in the hands of Satan in many cases, and Satan certainly is afraid of the name of Jesus, and it terrifies him, and it terrifies his followers and those who. So we want to broadcast the name of Jesus, and in the world, to bring about the kingdom of Christ, but also to bring about the kingdom of Christ in our own heart by saying the name of Jesus often, as we do in the Holy Rosary, mentioning the name of Jesus and Mary, but in our own prayers we mention the name of Jesus many times, so that we can draw closer and have a more intimate relationship with Jesus, to have a more holy familiarity with Jesus. And so let us continue to honor the name of Jesus and emphasize that today, and pray more and more devoutly with his name.
Miserere.